So today we are going to discuss about the importance of confidentiality for leaders. Confidentiality is an essential etiquette for a leader, as he or she has access to a lot of individual and institutional sensitive informations. A leader needs to make extra efforts that not only should he leak out the information, but also any divisive elements are not able to sneak the confidential information out. Srila Prabhupada gives several reasons why every piece of information that comes under the nose of a leader need not be dispersed to public. So the leaders have to be very, very careful about being confidential. So in this respect, there are three specific considerations. Confidential plans can be disturbed or misused if revealed prematurely. If the plans are revealed prematurely, then it may disturb the plan. Then the next one to consider is personal and institutional information could be sensitive and therefore kept confidential. And the third point is some instructions are meant for a particular time, place and audience and can't be circulated as a general rule. Confidential plans can be disturbed or misused if revealed prematurely. In this respect, Satsarup Maharaj is writing about an incident in Bhubaneswar, in Lilamrita, Prabhupada Lilamrita. He is writing, one time in Bhubaneswar, a few GBC men were discussing with Srila Prabhupada whether it was wise to publish certain confidential information that might then be utilized by the movement's enemies. Srila Prabhupada said that confidential information should not be disclosed. He quoted Chanakya Pandit, who said that one should not disclose his plans lest they be disrupted. Prabhupada said that when one is dealing with cunning people, he should also be cunning, or else they'll take advantage. Like, we have to consider that our movements have some enemies. There are many people, those who don't want our movement to grow. Therefore, when they find out that there is some possibility of some growth or some development, then they may try to stop that development. And that's why it's better not to disclose anything prematurely. Just keep your confidential matters very close to your chest. The next consideration is personal and institutional information could be sensitive and therefore kept confidential. So there are personal and institutional information that also should be, leaders should keep them confidential. In a letter to Brahmananda, Prabhupada wrote, "Now gradually I am trying to hand over the management to the reliable hands of my disciples, and you should all work by joint consultation without any friction. Now by the grace of Krishna, we are expanding, and we must work in such a way that our society may stand a solid institution. In this connection, I shall request you not to circulate all my letters that I address to you. Letters are sometimes personal and confidential, and if all letters are circulated, it may react reversely. I have already got some hints like that with letters I sent to you regarding Kirtanananda and Hayagriva. So, in the future, please do not circulate my letters to you. All my letters to you should be considered as confidential, and if you want at all to circulate, you just ask me before doing so." So sometimes in personal letters we discuss about individuals and their problems and so forth. Now if they become public, then it may be discouraging, it may be painful and embarrassing to others. So that's why Prabhupada was very particular that the letters should be kept confidential. And Prabhupada is giving the standard. Like if you want to make the letter public, then you take my permission first. So that is the standard. Or if any material that we have consulted or discussed about in a private meeting, if it has to be made public, then it is advisable that the permissions, proper permissions, are taken beforehand. And in that respect, we often come across the devotees write to the senior leaders in confidence. And if those letters are made public, or if we tell others about those situations, that may also be very embarrassing for others. And I have noticed, like, this kind of mishandling of situation can affect the relationship very badly, or rather even ruin relationships. Because in confidence somebody writes to you, or in confidence somebody tells you something, and then you just go out and make it public. That's not at all Vaishnava-like. And especially for the leaders, have to be very, very careful about that. And so the next consideration is, some instructions are meant for a particular time, place and audience, and we can't and cannot be circulated as a general rule. In that respect, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Jayadvaita Maharaj that in answer to a question about the meaning of Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, it is International Society of Vaishnavas. The part about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur giving permission to distribute meat is to be omitted because this was a very confidential instruction. I don't know whether I should make it public about giving the situation, but since I am dealing with your leaders or future leaders of our movement, and since the topic has come about, then I think I should clarify the background, clarify the situation, giving you the proper background. You see, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent some of his leading disciples to London. And he instructed them to create a hostel for students. Like in England, they were not having any success in preaching. People are not interested. So he said, okay, you set up a hostel for the students. So those devotees wrote back to him that there is no possibility of starting a hostel here, because all these students are meat eaters. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's reply was, then serve meat and start the hostel. Like, if they're meat eaters, okay, if that is the way, serve what they need and gradually bring them to Krishna consciousness. They may not take it straight away, but if you preach to them properly, then they'll be indoctrinated, and gradually they'll become devotees. Now, this is a famous thing that practically everyone knew in Gaudiya Math. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's vision was so broad. He did not just stuck to petty rules and regulations. He simply considered what is the actual standard, what is the way to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So that's why he suggested that this should not be disclosed to others, because people may misunderstand it. Because they think, oh, this is a standard, and they may take advantage. Oh, meat eating is allowed in Krishna consciousness. No, meat eating is not allowed in Krishna consciousness. But to bring somebody who is so far away close to us, we may make some adjustments like that. That is the point. And in another letter to Brahmananda, Prabhupada wrote, the question as put on Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, are very intelligent, and I like it very much. I am very much anxious to hear about Rai Ram. It is my confidential advice to you that if he feels any difficulties for money, you may discriminately help him. Rai Ram was one of the early devotees in New York who was helping Prabhupada editing his writings. And Prabhupada detected that Rai Ram may be running through some financial difficulties. So Prabhupada instructed Brahmananda that you contact Rai Ram and find out that if he has any financial difficulty, help him out. But at the same time, don't let anybody know about it. And he should continue as the managing editor. He should continue his service. But if people get to know that Rai Ram is getting financial help, then Rai Ram may feel embarrassed. Therefore, Prabhupada asked him to be confidential about him. And in this respect, Satsurup Swami, Satsurup Maharaj actually gave another example that I always had the urge to observe Prabhupada's activities and share them in writing with devotees. I also used to photocopy his letters and send them to other centers. This was curtailed, however, when Prabhupada indicated that some of his letters are confidential. Their instructions were not always meant to be applied generally. So this is how the leaders have to be very, very careful about how they maintain the confidentiality. Like, they have to be sensitive about others' feelings, and they also have to be sensitive about how the others may take advantage of these confidential matters. Like, if our enemies find out that there is some discrepancy, there is some mistake, and there is some weakness, and they may take advantage of it. Therefore, don't make things public. The leaders must maintain confidentiality.